Alternative 103.7 KNRQ, you're tuned into the NRQ Morning Show, and right now we're being joined by a very, very special guest, none other than Michael Rosenbaum, star of Imposter, Season 2 premieres tonight. That's on TV Land at 10:30. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, my dad also says I'm special. I don't know what he means by that, but I'm his special son. Is it weird that we had a party for the show last night? It was a premiere party for Imposter and Younger on TV Land. And I don't know what it is. I'm 44. I work. You know, I've done shows. But I kept a whole stack of napkins that said Imposter. Is that weird?
It's about as weird as somebody who, like, plays with their own action figure.
Well, I don't do that, but I do have my own action figures. As you know, I was the bald-headed freak. Con man freak and Imposter.
Yeah, you do. You play Buddy and Imposter, and the show is super twisted. It's all kinds of inappropriate. It's dark, it's morbid, and it's amazing. I know you're the executive producer, but how did you originally get the show presented to you?
You know, this producer, I did this pilot with the Fonz, you know, Henry Winkler, John Michael Higgins, who's a great comedic actor, Missy Pyle. I did this pilot, the Russo brothers, who did, you know, those Marvel movies. They directed it. And the show didn't go anywhere, but the producer, Eric Tannenbaum, who produces 2.5 Men, said, "You're really good, and I'm going to get you something." And you usually hear that in Hollywood, and you're like, BS, it's a bunch of bull. You hear it, and you just take it in one ear and out the other. And he called me a couple years later, and my agent says, "Hey, Eric Tannenbaum's got this script," and I read it, and I go, "It's this great, what network?" And he's like, "TV Land," and I'm like, "Not going to do it." "Do it." I'm like, "Well, they show Golden Girls, and I love the girls, and I love Gilligan's Island and Maynard G. Krebs, but hey, man, I want to do something edgy." And they're like, "Remember AMC? Remember AMC that showed movies, and now they show Mad Men and Walking Dead? Well, that's exactly what TV Land wants to do." And I didn't believe it at first, and we took it to the top, and we talked. I go, "Well, you know, I say the word that rhymes with fuck here, and then there's, like, here I show my butt, and then I'm doing a bong hit here, and I'm playing this gay path. This is all going to stay in the script?" And TV Land promised me. They said, "Yes, we want to do something different. We love this show. It's original. It's weird," and like you said. And I believed them, and they asked me to be a producer on it, and it's a chance of a lifetime. You know, it's we have so much fun on the show, and it's a blessing. So I can't even believe I'm talking about season two. You never think the pilot's going to get picked up. You never think there's so many shows, and you think we're going to get canceled. And it's found an audience, and people are really digging it. So it's a blessing.
On the phone with us right now is Michael Rosenbaum, star of Imposter. Catch the season two premiere tonight at 10:30. That's on TV Land. You can follow Michael on Twitter at mrosenbaum711711. Now, what kind of craziness is in store for Buddy this season? And tell me more about the evolution process of Buddy, like from season one to season two. You started to see it towards the end of season one.
Well, you know, I mean, I think he's this con man on the run, loan sharks and everybody, and he doesn't really care about, you know, I don't think he's apathetic. I don't think he's soulless, but he's sort of like just trying to survive. It's like survival mode for him. And through season one, he's like, who are these people in this little weird town now that he's a part of playing this fake gay pastor? And he's like, how could they be this good? How could they be really good people out there? So, and then there's a few things that happen where you're like, is there such thing as divine intervention? There's no way. I don't believe it. But things start happening around him, and I think there's a very small part of him that's going, what's going on? So there is this evolution into season two, but then it just turns a lot darker, where I think the season two, you always have to push the envelope, and it's more ambitious, it's more, you know, there's more murder, there's more sex, there's more everything. And, you know, a lot of times people push this, you know, they'll throw it at you on a TV show, but this, it happens organically. It feels, you know, everything happens for a reason, but he gets himself in more trouble, and the congregation knows he's up to no good, and is like, how does he get out of this one? And I don't even know how I get out of this one.
There's tons of weed references on Imposter, which is perfect because I consume tons of weed while watching Imposter, but do you actually smoke?
Well, you know what? There's an episode where, the bishop comes into town. He kind of wants Buddy to become the bishop, maybe, because he's like, hears that he's like, you know, just a progressive pastor and all these things, and Buddy's like, what? No. So he's got to convince the bishop that he is not right for the job. And so the bishop walks in, and I'm just taking this huge bong hit. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, no, you caught me smoking a bong. Call me smoking pot, something that's legal in Oregon, probably not legal in the rest, probably not very bishop-like. And he's like, like, well, you know, God did grow grass. And then I'm like, wait a minute, you're forgiving me for this?
He's trying to rationalize it. Like, well, you know, the Lord and Savior did give this to us. We might as well use it.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And then, you know, it's like I give him a burp toss, you know, when you catch your burp and you throw it. I'm just trying to do everything I can to make this guy go, this guy cannot be bishop. So there's just stuff like that that you're just like, holy crap. What, you know, I might there might be a scene where I have to have sex with an older woman. I mean, I'm talking like 80.
Jesus.
So see how that pans out. All this, there's just a lot of, I mean, they're always pushing stuff. I mean, I'm like, all right, I guess I got to do this. Do you guys want me to be naked in the bed today, or can I at least wear underwear? What am I doing here?
Let me keep my socks.
Let me keep my socks on. Let me have some side, a modicum of pride here.
We've got Michael Rosenbaum on the phone right now. Season 2 of Pastor. It does premiere tonight, 10:30 on TV Land. Follow Michael on Twitter, MRosenbaum711. I've got to ask you about Smallville. This is actually the 15th anniversary of the show. And in my opinion, this is only my opinion, you are still the penultimate portrayal of Lex Luthor on screen. Nobody's nailed that part better than you.
It means the world to me. I was just talking about that, and it just really, it makes me happy. It's like, you know, you do a role and you always think, there's no way they're going to cast me as Lex Luthor. There's no way they're going to, I'm going to get fired in the pilot. I'm just such a dork. Then they shave your head and they go, okay. And then you make it past the first episode. The next thing you know, you're doing 7 years. And I guess for me, it was just like, play it real, man. Play it grounded. Play it your way. Don't try to do it any other way. Don't try to act like an idiot. You can't be the next. You know, because I think some people go into the role like, oh, I have to be crazy and I have to do these things so outlandishly that, you know, people go, oh, what an actor. And it's like, you know, just be real and things will happen. And so it just, you know, and it's hard because sometimes you're really good in the role and sometimes the movie doesn't turn out that good or the show doesn't turn out that good. And it was one of those things where everything, the quality of the show was really high. I mean, it looked great. The sound, just everything was the right timing, and it was just a lucky thing. It doesn't happen all that often.
Well, Michael, my final question to you, I know you got to get out of here, but what did it take to bring you back for that last appearance, season 10, the series finale after that 3-year hiatus?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I love it.
No. Not that much. Honest to God, it was one of those things where I was like, you know, I called them up because they were trying to get me back for years, but I was like, directed my own movie, this movie back in the day, which you can get on iTunes, and I was just starting to do movies and shows. I just wanted, because I did Smallville for 7 years, and they kept, and then after a couple seasons, they were like, you know, they stopped asking me, and because it was like into the last season, and I just called them. I said, hey, look, I think I should be in the last episode of the series. And you guys got me next Friday if you want me. I'll come in. You got the whole day with me. You can shoot whatever you want. So we shot for 24 hours. One day, they gave me a bald cap. I went in, did a couple scenes, and it was one of the best things I've ever done. It was one of those things where you're like, this is what you have to do for the fans, for yourself, for just the show. And this is like, it was great. It was the right thing to do, and, you know, I have any regrets.
Michael, on behalf of all the fans, I want to thank you for doing that. I also want to thank you for blessing our souls with such a great comedy like in Pastor, Super Cutting Edge. Season 2 premieres tonight, 10:30 on TV Land. Smallville actually starts streaming exclusively on Hulu beginning October 1st. Thank you for your time this morning, Michael.
You guys rock. That was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care and get high.
All right.